Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and has Tuttle trapped. There's the throw to Robinson and over to Breeding, who tags Tuttle for the out. Carey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kravitz for a passed ball. Hansen moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding misplays the ball. That's an error on Breeding. Thronberry moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Thronberry moves to third. Kravitz moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hanson takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gentile scores. Triandos moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Busby steals second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ron Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hanson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Throneberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Busby scores. Stevens moves to third. Woodling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Marty Codina now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Busby reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hal Brown. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-4 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 5, Athletics, 5. Ray Herbert now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Seaburn trying to get to third. Stevens throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Seaburn for the out. One out. Steve Barber now pitching. Dick Williams pinch hits for Marv Thronberry. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Clint Courtney now catching. Harry Chee-Tee pinch hits for Danny Kravitz. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Harry Chee-Tee now catching. Dick Williams now playing first base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby bunts in front of the plate. Chee-Tee fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 6-5, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-5 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Tuttle. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.